They were looking at photograph number 19, and it was taken in 1944. Was that when you had just gotten in?
Oh, no. I was in since 42.
Uh-huh. Why is it
I think we come up from the Aleutians and
mm-hmm. Where is this taken?
Anchorage.
Oh, uh-huh.
We had a camp on a Cook Inlet there. We had a whole bunch of dogs. We were doing rescue work and, you know, there's a lot of army planes around. And then we were making trips with the dogs in the winter and making maps and everything in the country. And
well, how did you decide to go into the Army?
What?
What made you decide to go in the Army? That's a
different thing. That was during the war. I had no choice. I had to go.
Well, what did you think of that? That was a pretty big change in
your
life.
Oh, well, yeah. That's,
Well, when you first went in, maybe we could just talk about, you know, going into the service since we're at that picture.
Well, when I got, we had to, register there, and then when the war broke out, I was on a trap line, and I come into town, didn't even know it, and of course, I had my induction papers, my greeting from the president, and I had to go in the Army. Mm-hmm. I was drafted, and I was alive and good then. That's an old timer and live and good there. Pete Hackett was his name. He was a guy that come in the country 98 over the Chilliquit Pass.
Yeah.
He was quite a character, that bird.
Did he tell you a lot of stories
about he come into Dawson, you know, and there he's one of them that never made it, never hit it, you know. Worked around and prospected. And
what year was this photo taken?
This that was taken in 36 or 37, 1936-37.
Mm-hmm. And here we've got another
team. Well, that one there. That's my brother there with his dogs, and that was that Walter Sherrod on a West Fork. Mm-hmm. He's the guy who's
living
alive and good there.
This is number 21.
This was an old timer, had a fish camp at the mouth of the slough. He's another old 98er. Rex Severite was his name. You know where the river slough hits?
Right.
He lived up the river from where the slough hits the Tana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen different things
there. He didn't live across the river. He lived on this side, but up his outfit was washed in a river. You can't see no sign of it. River bank up, fell in and everything went down.
Mm-hmm. There used to be a lot of fishermen around?
Oh, the fishermen all over, you know. There's a lot of trappers and natives, and they were all trappers too, you know. And they fished in the river and trapped in the winter. Cut steamboat wood and... Mm-hmm. Here's, that's Dan Green. He's the guy that built that roadhouse.
Oh.
And, He was the owner, built it.
And this is
That's in front of the present place now. It was down at first, right where that log cabin is, you know, where Verby lived in, where Tom Bean's living in, and then they tore it down and moved it from there up on where it's at now. 1925, he moved it. That's the year they moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was Johnny Peterson. He trapped on a zit. He never used dogs or anything. He walked. He'd get somebody or the dog team to haul his grub out to the canyon, and then he operated out of there.
So whose fur is this?
Those are mine.
Oh. They're just holding it for you so you can take it.
They just wanted to take it. He wanted it. Dan wanted a picture, and they held them up. And that's when the boats used to, when the river was on this side, the big boats used to come up there.
Oh, yeah.
Up the slough. And that outfit belonged to a guy who was on a river here, Doc Gordon. He had two steering paddle wheelers.
Mm-hmm. This is photograph number 24. Wow, that's a good one.
That's just taking a year or so ago.
Well, how did the river used to run?
Well, it run where, you know, where it's at now. It's way on this side, right? You know, in the morning you hit the bluff, you know where that fish camp is. Well, the river run right, made a swing right there. The boats, big boats, that's where the river was.
Mm-hmm.
And this slough used to be full of water all the time. It'd stay right level with the river, and it was a big wide opening, and they'd come right up. You had the Nenana and the steamer Nenana and the Alice used to come up, all them boats. They'd bring supplies right to the NC company here and unload it. They had warehouses, right?
So this is 1948, huh?
Yeah.
This one, number 25, was taken last year.
Yeah.
78. Uh-huh. That's just here in Manly, of you?
Yeah, that's taken right out here somewhere. I forget where it is. That's the open water below the Hootenanna Hot Springs, and I was trapping there in 1950.
It's number 26. How was trapping then?
It was pretty good. That was the kids here when there's a lot of kids around you. They had a program over here at Miss Mason's, you know, that cabin back here by where Hooks live now.
Oh, yeah. Is number 27.
That's my brother in Washington there. My oldest brother.
Boy, a lot of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Is he selling that wood?
No, he just cut it for himself. He had lots of windfalls around on that stump ranch and that's old man Brooks, Lloyd Brooks' dad, and Rose and me. We're going out to New Bar's mine.
That's number 29.
That's taken here at the park. He took that picture. Old Lloyd Brooks' dad. Rough top. That's taken in live and good when the camp was a lot of people around there yet.
Mm-hmm. What year is that?
They're taken about 47, somewhere in there, 48. That's, of course, my brother there. And these two guys are bookkeepers. They're from back east. And he just got through giving him a dog. They never had a dog ride, dog sled ride. He just got through giving him a dog sled ride.
Uh-huh. So this is Frank on the left.
Yeah. That was me and a few dogs, and I was trapping up Hess River. Mm-hmm. Lena very can seem very good.
When did you trap up Hess River?
Well, I trapped her from... I went in there in 1946 when I got out of the army, me and another guy, Jim Pickin, and I trapped her for about 8 years, I guess, in 1955, something like that.
Gee, what's this here?
That's a bear I killed when, and that was the old NC had a horse barn there when they used to have the mail and kept their horses there in the winter.
Where's that at?
It's this is right here.
Oh, that.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's that barn is far down.
So what year is that?
That's about... I'd say around 40, 47, somewhere in there, 47, 48.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any trouble with bears?
I had plenty of trouble with them.
What kind of trouble did they give you?
Oh, getting in my cabins and caches and... come after me a couple of times, but I always had a rifle. And
they came after you? What was happening that they came after you?
Well, just one time they was chasing a dog, and the dog come to me, a big brown bear, and the dog was coming to me and another guy, and his bear is right behind him, and I should shoot the bear. That's trapping beaver on a Tolovana.
Number 32. Uh-huh. Just a couple dogs there.
Yeah. This is a friend of mine. I let him, them are my dogs. I let him use them. Mm-hmm. 32. Can you? I can get that maybe.
Got it now.
That's one of my trapping cabins there. That's that same cabin that, see that, I barricaded the windows and everything once I put big logs in that, and a bear took off that much of the roof on one side one summer. When I come to that winter, I come from here with my dogs, is about 45 below, and here the roof was all pulled off, and he got in a cabin, and he just ripped everything up in there. He just ripped everything up. And two tables, wooden tables, about like this, and you'd swear that somebody was in there with a sledgehammer beating on him. He just beat him to pieces. He tore all the shelves off the walls, and... we had pole beds, of course, and they had them scattered all over the hay and all over the place, and they stepped on the stove pipes. And
boy, that must be a surprise to walk.
Yeah, it was a real mess. Oh. And I come in there, too. It was night. It was dark. I had a tough day from the other cabin. There was a lot of snow. And
what year was that?
That's the year... that's the year I went in the army, 1941, just before war broke out.
Which cabin, where is this one at?
Well, that's a cabin on the Tolovana River, on the West Fork.
Mm-hmm. Boy, makes you wonder sometimes why bears do that, huh?
It's hard to believe what that bear had done in that camp. He just pulled everything down, shelves, and we had a lot of canvas around the wall, the home cabin there, and he pulled all that down. And I had a can of Blazo in there in the gas light too, you know. And he chewed a couple of cans in the Blazo, of course, and
then he's really
and, and lost all that. And the light, I didn't. He threw that out in the yard. My brother found it the next spring or something. I don't know.
Did the bear leap by the door?
He tore the door right off the hinges. It's just hanging on one hinge, you might say.
Oh, goodness. Did you ever get a picture of it all tore up?
No, I didn't. That's my brother down there on old Rex Severite's fish camp.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks similar.
And that's the picture when I was working for the Bureau of Mines. We was drilling with a diamond drill there in Idaho Gulch out of Tofty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is number 35.
Bruce Thomas, he was the engineer.
Oh, so what year was this?
Oh, about 57.
That looks like quite an operation there.
Mm-hmm.
How high is that?
Well, that's, I'd say maybe 30 feet. Mm-hmm. This here was my main cabin, that one up on Hescrick, a nice trap in there. And that's another cabin on the West Fork.
Mm-hmm. Gee, how many cabins did you have? Not a cabin.
Oh, I had, this is a very good, we was fishing on a river here above the landing. That guy's, Luke Isaacson, he had a mink farm here where Hubbard lives. He raised a couple of hundred mink there every year.
Hmm.
We were fishing together. He was fishing for mink and dog feet, of course. He was trapping, and we had a lot of dogs. That's me back there, and that's my brother. We were fishing, mm-hmm. getting fish for a dog team.
Mm-hmm. And this one here?
That's taken at the mouth of the slough. That's old Jimmy Elbert from Tanana, and that's Lee Elbert. He used to live at Cross Jacket. That's Buzzy Edwin from Tanana is here when he's trapping up the river with his dog team. And that's mm-hmm. when we had a flood year one year. Wow. As my boat is on her.
Yeah. Let's see what I'm doing here. Oh, this one. So this one is a flood, and the picture's taken, you're from your boat?
I took that as my boat and my motor. That was right on a road, you're going to the okay. store.
Are you in the boat?
No, I took the picture as the, uh-huh. by myself.
Oh.
That's my old outboard. It's.
What year was that?
That must have been about 60, I guess. I don't roughly remember. I think about 60.
Is that one of the boats you made?
No, I never made that one. That's Dixie when she was a little girl. Yeah, that old Chevy. That's junker in the yard there now.
This is number 39. Okay, now there's all these other ones here.
Well, those are outside pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Domus doesn't look like you there.
That was no picture here of Lang Parr and Gladys Byers and my brother Frank.
Is that out by the roadhouse?
No, that was taken right by the store when that where the store is now. That was taken about 43, I guess. 1943, I think that was the year.
Number 41.
Let's see, that's 38 to 39. That's Archie Pringle, and it's the same bunch of fur.
That's Archie Pringle
here? Yeah.
Archie Pringle on the left.
And that's Johnny Peterson.
So this is the same, almost...
Same bunch of fur.
That's what you do outside.
Yeah.
Have a good time. Are these more pictures?
Yeah, they're slides. I don't know what they are there. Oh. Yeah, I think they're outside slides. Somebody send them to me.
And this one, number 42.
That one, that's one of my trapping cabins there on Lost Creek.
Looks like that's it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work going through pictures, huh?
Went through that bunch. I don't know. I think these are all recent years, these pictures. And,
you got a ton of pictures. I got a pile of
them. Okay.
Oh, this is Dixie's half-brother, when that's when he got out of the army, come from Korea, Bob Thompson. He's living in Lake Minchuna now. He traps out there, got a trap line. That same day as me and Daryl and him there. That's taken out for mining day. These are all taken in Seattle. I don't know what that's supposed to be. That's me there in front of the ranger. Tom Bean. That's on the Tofty Road. This one too. And it's one of Strax kids there in school. I guess that's the youngest girl. Delimey's, what's her name, Teresa. That's some log and stuff taken in Idaho there. That's another picture taken off the mine. Here's some of the machinery out the mine and our drag lines. And that's the cat, one of the cats, and that's old Joe Zimmerman.
Is this all your equipment out there?
Yeah, that all belongs here. That's Daryl and Dinah Scott. They come out there with their motorcycles one Sunday. And Bruce Savage. That's some more taken out there. Here's some pictures taken on Shirley Bar in Eureka when he's mining there. That's That's taken about 50, 54.
This is photograph number 44. So this is taken in 54, and mm-hmm. where is it again?
Eureka, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's up on a high bar bench, they call his name Shirley Barr.
Mm-hmm. So were you working there then?
Yeah.
Working for somebody else?
No, myself. That was your own? Yeah. Three of us was in there, me and my brother and Tony Lanning.
Oh, uh-huh.
There's another one, same place.
Yeah, that's 45.
Another picture, same place. Mm-hmm. We got found the 8-ounce nugget there, and when we were right there.
It's number 46.
This is out the mine at Cooney Creek. Mm-hmm. That's Joe Zimmerman. That's when we're hauling oil for Don Delimey there, and that's looking over the Boulder Creek. Mm-hmm. That's a wolf along the road. Dixie took that picture, and she was working on a dew line. That's Teresa Delimey when she was in school year.
Hey, this is photograph number 47.
Of course, that's me there with some salmon, and this guy. He's from Fairbanks. His brother worked with my brother for the Forest Service there in Washington, and he come up to visit this guy, his brother, and he come up to visit with me, see me. And I can't remember his name now.
I think there's a name on the back, McGuire?
McGuire, yeah, that's right, McGuire. Uh-huh.
Did you have dogs then, too?
Yeah, I had dogs. Mm-hmm. I was fishing there, fishing for dogs then, and we shot a moose. That was in the fall. We shot a moose there, me and Herb Beckard.
Did you fish with net or with a wheel?
Wheel. I never fished with nets. All I see is the wheel when I.
This is 59. Is that right?
Yep. Oh, that was some lady was having a picnic or something. I don't know. That me and my brother and some whole bunches around there, some gal. I don't remember now what year that was.
Mm-hmm. Was that a picnic here in Manly?
Yeah. That's my brother there in one of our trapping cabins. He had a beaver on his back.
Oh.
You can't see, it's not too good of a picture. This is taken over here too in Manly. That was Jim Ryder and Lang Parr. They were going trapping out here on North Fork of Baker, and they were getting ready, hauling their stuff out the road.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much snow. As Mike Isaacson, he was hauling them out with his pickup.
This is
yeah, that one. Was the same one you.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me with some dogs I had here. Three dogs, yeah. That was when I was practically getting out of the dog business. They were the kids' dogs, Bob's dogs, Dixie's brother, and I was hauling water.
When did you quit running dogs?
That was the last dogs I had. I don't know, about 60, 61, 62, somewhere in there.
Yeah, there says 61 on the photo.
That was a friend of mine here. I was taking out the landing there years ago. That was taken in the 30s. I forget what year. About 39, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's taken in Washington.
Is that you?
No, that's my cousin. That's out here in the mine. That's Archie Pringle on Rhode Island Creek, and he's Noslin.
Who's that little kid with him?
Archie Pringle.
The little one?
Oh, the little one, that's... one of Bob Byers' kids. I don't know which one it is. He had two, three of them about the same age.
Yeah, Ronnie Byers.
It might have been Ronnie. Now, that was a supper at the roadhouse here when there's a people that owned it at the time, Bob and Lois Isaacson.
Okay, Bob and Lois are at right the end there, of the yeah. table. Bob is standing, Lois mm-hmm. is sitting.
Yeah. Well, that's Gus Benson, and that's Clara Pringle, and that's Norm Sucklin. Ed Erickson lived here, and that gal yeah, there was married to this Norm Sucklin. She died here. Uh-huh.
I think there's names in the back, too.
No, not on this one. So Gus Benson mm-hmm. is in the black shirt closest mm-hmm.
yeah.
to the back. And
Clara Pringle.
Uh-huh. And on the left side of the table. Okay.
Norm Sucklin, uh-huh. Ed Erickson, he lived down here. He was an old-timer. Uh-huh.
Ed Erickson is in the foreground left. Okay, from the right foreground.
I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who's strange here, but that's Eric Bergman. He lived here. Yeah, he's an old man. My brother Frank. And there's Jim Farrell. He was an old-timer around here. He was the NC agent here at the time.
This is the guy with the white shirt on. Uh-huh. And this is in the roadhouse, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, this is number
53. I don't know what year that was. I think that was around 43, 44, one of them years. Mm-hmm. And there's one year. There is it. That was when they were, during the war, when they were surveying through here, when they were going to build a railroad from Fairbanks to Nome, there was a survey crew out here out of Eureka in the flats around North Fork.
So you were out there and took a
No, I wasn't. I was in the Army then. My brother was on that crew.
Oh.
I don't know any of them.
What happened to that project?
Well, it just when they was making that survey on that railroad. That's when things is looking kind of tough. You know, when the Germans is moving into Russia and the supply line. You know, that's what I was going to be for to Nome to get supplies into Russia. But then when the tide changed, they quit the.
So what year was that?
It is either 42 or 43, I think it was. 43 to be I'm sure in that. That's my brother. We were cutting steamboat wood that year. Mm-hmm. That's 1934. Me and him and our Wiesner, we cut 208 cords of wood for the steamboats.
That one
year? One winter.
Wow.
We got $8 a cord. We had to put it on a riverbank.
Boy. Is that what you spent most of your winter doing?
We done that, cutting wood and trapped on the side and two.
This is photograph number 55.
He died here a few years ago. He had a star trading post there in Rampart in late years. That's taken here, right out here. That's we're sitting there. I don't know. We were drinking beer, I guess. Oh, that's Bob Byers and Norm Sucklin and Frank Elbert. And that's me with my back to the camera.
Oh, this is number 56. Looks like a card game.
I don't know. Just...
Number 57. Did you want us to look at these negatives too?
No, did I give you negative?
Two of them, yeah. One looks like Dick Fliegel. That one.
Hang on and see. I don't know if I think I had any pictures of him here. I guess it is him.
A number 57.
Oh, that one we were hunting geese down at Squaw Crossing here, above Tano. Guy, Harry Stockman is his name, and Lee Sickle, I took the picture. Mm-hmm. That was in the fall of the year.
Mm-hmm. That your boat?
No, that belonged to one of the other guys. Oh, you want to mark it? That was taken here on a slough. That was a gal that lived here. Irene Westerlund. She was raised around here. I don't know who took that picture. Out for a canoe ride, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like a couple canoes.
You see a lot of pictures out there.
Well, I don't know.
Like her or something? Or
what? Oh, she was a pretty good gal, you know, a nice gal. She was raised there, then she worked in a roadhouse there for quite a while. That's taken in Washington there. This one, that's my brother there, just goofing around. Had a couple of guns strapped on him.
Looks like he's getting ready for war or something.
Okay, number 60.
That's a picture, my brother. That's when we was working on Live and Good Road. And that's 1934.
Oh, I see. I guess I see. I'm
61 or something.
That one, I just wrote down. That's 60. So next one's 61. Maybe I should use the pencil, though. Huh? Yeah, right. Got writing backwards. Okay, so here we got
61. I was working up north for Arda Contractors. I was driving Cat. That was me, and that was the driller. Von Nub. He's an Okie. Down the line, me, he took that picture. He's on the same crew.
Oh, when was that?
That's quite a while ago, about 25 years ago.
1949?
Yeah, that'd be about right, 49.
Let's see. What were you doing up there?
We were working on a seismograph party for Arda Contractors. There's drilling for oil up there, too, for the Navy.
Is that around Wainwright?
That was out of Wainwright, yeah.
62.
This was a guy that was working for the old Territory Road Commission. Cat out here on Tofty Road, Harvey Steele, was his name. Mm-hmm. Cat Skinner.
Oh, that's a picture.
Hmm? Oh, boy, he's got a crew. 62.
Oh, there's some wolves I caught one year and a couple of wolverine.
Are these all ones that you caught?
Yeah, me and my brother is trapping that winter.
Uh-huh. Who's all these people? It's well, from the left here.
That's Mrs. Mall. She lived up here in a sawmill, and that's Harry Havelock from Rampart now, and that's Toots Windish. My brother Frank, and that's me, and Lois Isaacson, and Mel Mall, that's her husband, the guy. They had their sawmill at Baker Creek then.
Mm-hmm. And what year was that? Did we say what year?
I don't know, that's 38 or 39, I forget what year. Mm-hmm. No, maybe 37. I can't remember. That was a big wolf, that black one.
How much did you get for that one?
I don't know, $7-$8 a piece. That's all you could get for him then. This is all they were worth. Then you got, there was a $20 bounty on him then. The bounty was more than the wolf. The hides.
Are those some more? Oh.
Oh, there was that gal lived here, Joanne. There's a boat we had here that's taken on a slough. I don't know who took that. There's another army picture, yeah, one we looked at there.
Yeah, it's a repeat.
Well, that's looking across the slough here. There's a boat. Yeah, boat I used to have. That was the inboard motor and boat to the inboard I had. I was fishing that year. I had couple of fish wheels down here at the bluff.
Mm-hmm. So is this taken right here?
Yeah. See how it is cleared across there? You know, that's looking right across there. Mm-hmm.
This is photograph number 65. Right.
That's number 66. Taking OV out here in the grass.
What year was that?
I think that was in 1935.
Oh. You can look at them and write the next number if you want.
Okay, so I'll know. Just keep some numbers. Just keep some pictures. Oh, I can do it.
What's you this? Want a pencil?
No, it didn't have a pencil. Okay,
this I just is, thought this if it's idea. Wet, this is going to run later.
It won't.
Okay, number 67.